Well, yeah, I just got to come out here and do all I can to build a trust, you know, from the quarterbacks and the O line and these guys, and prove that I'm dependable.
Are you a natural tight end?
I feel like it's something that I've been working on, you know, this whole offseason. So I feel like it's something that I've gotten better at. Obviously, there's still some areas, you know, I need to work on, but I feel like I'm coming along.
How much of a readjustment do you have to make now,
John? I wouldn't say as much of a readjustment. You know, I'm always you always one play away, so you always had to go in with that mentality. You know, you don't want anything to happen, but, you know, in the event something does, you always want to be ready.
You saw how Ryan was starting to lean on Dustin, so obviously having a reliable tight end is a huge part of this offense.
I mean, he was big, you know. Like I said, I got to come out here and build that trust, you know, the same way Dustin did, you know, come out here and work with the quarterback, you know, sometimes after practice and things like that, you know, that way I can build trust with him.
There's a lot of people out there saying, you know, this is a devastating injury for the Dolphins. They have to go out and get somebody. I mean, what do you think? You feel comfortable with the talent you have here?
I feel like with the guys we have in our room, you know, if any of our numbers called, I feel like we can come in and produce. You know, we're guys who are coached by one of the best tight end coaches around, you know, and Dan Campbell. And I feel like, you know, if our numbers called, we'll be comfortable stepping in there.
What about Dustin? You talked to him?
Yeah, I talked to Dustin. He's a high-spirited guy. You know, he's not going to let anything like this get him down. You know, obviously, you know, it's a devastating injury, and, you know, nobody wanted it to happen. But, you know, he has high hopes, and he'll be back.
What did he bring to the offense that you guys lost?
Oh, man, he was like I said, he was that seam threat. He was a versatile guy. He was a real smart guy, you know, not only to the team but to our room. You know, he was a guy we can lean on and say, you know, what would you have done in that situation? So he helped us out a lot, and we're just going to have to take that and continue to work hard.
What did he say to you about stepping up and being that guy now?
You know, I talked to him. He was just saying, you know, this is your time. You know, go out there and take advantage of it. You know, he told all of us that. It wasn't just me individually. You know, like, it's not just going to be me to step in there and fill that role. It'll be a whole group of guys going in there and doing it.